deal with our border and with the issues that we're facing here.
FBI Director Chris Wray warned the Senate Judiciary Committee the threat level to the U.S. has gone to a new level since the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. House committee heard testimony from the presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT, and members pressed them on what they're doing to address reported anti-Semitism on their campuses. More than 400 military confirmations went through after Senator Tommy Tuberville lifted the one-man block that had been in place. He was protesting the Pentagon's abortion travel policy. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that the 1849 law that was interpreted as an abortion ban does not actually ban consensual abortions. Following the Dobbs decision last year, state officials pointed to that law to criminalize all abortions. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin praised the judge's decision, calling it a step forward to restoring access to abortion across the state. Still, this is likely not the final ruling on the matter, and the case is expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin and Minnesota are asking for more than $1 million to replace the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. The span is critical for connecting the two states. 33,000 vehicles use it every day. But it's 60 years old, and the governors say it's in bad shape. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pulled away at the end and beat the Spartans at Michigan State, the final 70-57. A.J. Storr with 22 points, Stephen Crowell with 18, including this three-pointer to put it away.
Crowell left open again. He can't miss! Stephen Crowell!
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks went into high gear, dismissed the New York Knicks 146-122. So now the Bucks advance in the NBA's first ever in-season tournament. They're going to face the Pacers in Las Vegas Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, 146 points. What's that say about this team, Malik Beasley?
That we can be really good. With a playoff mentality game, it shows that we can, like I said yesterday, you never know because it was only one game instead of four games. So I'm proud of us. We start punching hard, and we made them call the first time out in the second half, so that was huge.
That's the Bucks forward, Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today, with daytime highs approaching 43. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight, partly cloudy. High of 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 22.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Assembly, the zone.
If you've ever driven a tractor, you're her friend. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Sunshine generally is my friend around Wisconsin, but I'll tell you what, we're not seeing a lot of it again today. Morning, everyone. Welcome in. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Happy to join up with you on a Wednesday morning. I'm afraid clouds are going to be a part of our forecast no matter where you are in Wisconsin today. 39 are expected high, though, so fairly mild. Tomorrow we'll see some sunshine, but temperatures definitely comfortable. 49 degrees for our Thursday. Friday, mostly cloudy skies, but we'll be up to 54. Even Saturday, still 42 degrees. We do have precipitation in the forecast on Saturday. Could be rain, could be snow. We'll find out more about those details when Stu Mock, our ag meteorologist, catches up with us in about 15 minutes.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
Trapping is a time-honored tradition in Wisconsin. Our state is home to many different fur-bearing species that trappers have been harvesting for their pelts for generations. While it may not be as popular as hunting, there are still a number of people who take to the woods and rivers every year. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Nate Zimdar speaking with Erin Kiso-Webb. She is a fur bearer specialist with the DNR and shares an update on the trapping season and what those who aren't as familiar with trapping should know. How is this year's trapping season progressing, and does the DNR have a pulse on harvest numbers?
We are into our dry land trapping season, so that's raccoons, coyotes, fox, fisher, and period one bobcat. That all began on October 14th. And then we have a few of our water trapping species that began, and that was our river otter, beaver, Macon muskrat, and a couple zones. And so far, it seems to be going fairly well. I've been seeing some people have some luck, which is always good to see. And then we keep a pulse on the harvest numbers. So the DNR receives weekly harvest reports on bobcat, fisher, and river otter.
And how long do most of these seasons typically go for? Are we looking at a couple of weeks? Are some of them months long?
For some species, such as river otter, mink, muskrat, beaver, and fisher, they have zones. And each of those zones open and close at different times. Those dates can be found in our trapping regulations and in the combined hunting regulations. Those are both found hard copy and online. And then there's seasons like the bobcat season, which not only have zones, but it also has periods. So there's a divide between the northern and southern zone. That divide is Highway 64. And then we have period one bobcat, which is the first period. That runs October 14th until December 25th. And then we have period two bobcat, which runs from December 26th until January 31st. And then for other species, the most commonly pursued species, such as coyote, fox, and raccoon, that begins October 14th and closes on February 15th.
So you've referenced having different periods for bobcats, for example, and different lengths of season. How is that determined?
That's determined on harvest success rates in certain areas and trying to give opportunity to different areas. So northern Wisconsin obviously sees a lot more snow and a lot more challenges than, say, southern Wisconsin. But we also look at population trends, where the populations tend to be higher in certain areas, which determines quotas and the number of permits given out. And we also look at past year success rates to figure those out. So when we divided the bobcat season, northern and southern, that was to give a fair chance to both northern and southern residents. And then when we divided it between period one and period two, that was also to give a fair opportunity based on weather challenges such as snow. So you kind of see a difference in what people prefer, and they can choose which period they would like to apply for and just what works for them. Typically, we see more trappers going for period one because it's easier to set a trap in non-frozen ground. And then we see a lot of hunters go for period two because they like to be able to see the tracks in the snow.
Trapping seasons can start as early as October and then continue into midwinter around January ending.
They start in October, and then they typically end February, January. Some of our latest seasons go until March, and again, those are more of the northern zone areas, and that's because they're waiting for the ice to melt in some areas for them to get out.
What are the fur-bearing species that the DNR is most closely monitoring during trapping season?
The fur-bearer species that the DNR is most closely monitoring during season are the river otter, fisher, and bobcats. We get the weekly harvest reports on those, and then we share those weekly harvest reports on the DNR harvest hotline so people can call in and figure out how many have been harvested thus far. The DNR would like to take this opportunity to thank all hunters and trappers that have submitted their jawbones to the DNR of their fisher and bobcats. That gives us valuable information on the age structure of the harvested population, and this information is just incredibly valuable when determining setting quotas and numbers of permits that are given out.
And these specific species are most closely monitored because of their lower population size?
Lower population size or their reproduction structures. So bobcats tend to be slower in reproducing. So the mother will have 1 to 3 kittens a year, typically 2, and then she'll keep them for a little year or older. They'll live with her. So she's not having a litter every year necessarily. So that's why we're keeping an eye on their populations more closely, just because we know it takes longer for those populations to grow. They are also less abundant than species like coyote and raccoon, but they are all thriving in the state of Wisconsin, and their populations are healthy enough to sustain a harvest.
So how is the DNR able to monitor population numbers for species such as coyotes or raccoons that don't have bag limits?
That's an excellent question. So for most fur bearer species, we do a variety of data and surveys that help us estimate their population indices, and we look at their trends through space and time, and that's what helps us make our management decisions. So for species that do not require the registration, such as like the red fox, gray fox, raccoon, coyote, we collect information on harvest from our small game hunting survey that we mail out every February. And this gives us an estimate of daily harvest rates and harvest success. And we also have a fur trapper survey that goes out, and that also gives us the harvest success rate from our trappers. And that gives us an insight on a lot of species, beaver included. And then annually, we also look at the Wisconsin fur buyer, and we keep an eye on pelt prices and trends because that correlates strongly to harvest effort in both hunters and trappers. And then our non-harvest method of population index is through Snapshot Wisconsin, which is a citizen science trail camera project for monitoring wildlife. And this allows us to collect information statewide on trail cameras. And that gives us a glimpse into these populations and allows us to detect where they are and how they're moving throughout the landscape. And this has been going on since 2018. So we're getting a lot of data coming in from that as well.
Do you have an idea of how many trappers are currently in Wisconsin?
In 2022, we had roughly 21,000 trapping licenses sold, 16,000 of which were included in that patron license package. And then we had 70 non-resident licenses sold, and we had 642 first-time buyers licenses sold. And then this year in 2023, we had 22,656 licenses sold, and 371 of which were first-time buyers. Now, just because they sell the license doesn't mean that person is actually going to go out and trap. Similar to deer hunting, some people buy licenses and things happen where they don't get out to trap. So we know at most it's 22,000, but it's likely less.
From those numbers you had just shared, it sounds like that number of trappers has been slowly increasing.
Fluctuates. So we've seen it kind of bob up and down throughout the years. We're very happy with the fact that it actually increased from last year to this year. But typically, as a trend overall, we've seen it decrease slightly with the fall of fur prices and the rise of gas prices. But for the most part, it is holding steady, and there hasn't been a major dip, which we're happy about.
You did mention that there are some out-of-state individuals who buy trapping licenses to trap in Wisconsin. How does that logistically work if you're having to consistently monitor traps?
So a lot of the non-resident trappers that come to the great state of Wisconsin, they just stay here for weeks or months and then check their traps daily. So they kind of make it a whole camp, a whole activity, almost like a vacation with a lot of work. So they'll come. I've seen people stay as little as 2 weeks, and I've seen people stay as long as a month. And they'll typically have like family members here that are bringing them back. Or there's some people who don't, and they just stay at a hotel or rent a cabin and go out and do their legal daily checks.
So for anyone who is interested in trapping and they have never had that opportunity to get involved, where do they begin? Where do they start?
Of course. So if you're interested in trapping and you don't know where to start, I recommend going to the Wisconsin DNR website and then search Trapper Education. There you'll be able to find a long list of our Trapper Education courses. We offer both online correspondence, which you can choose whatever you're comfortable with if you don't have strong internet access, and then we also have in-person. Majority of our in-person classes are late spring to late summer, and then our online runs year-round. In the state of Wisconsin, you have to take trapper education to legally trap, so those are great opportunities to learn the basics, the ethics, how to use the equipment and the equipment you use. And then from there, you're building connections with established trappers, and we offer mentor programs. So we have a mentor license where if you're not sure you want to commit to the class and you just kind of want to dip your toe into trapping, you can find a trapping mentor, purchase a mentor license, and go out trapping with this mentor. We also have the youth supervised trapping, which is a similar concept, but for those under the age of 16. And that's a great way to dip your toes in and say, hey, this is something I want to do. And then once you get your license and you really want to continue, we have a few things. I always recommend joining the Wisconsin Trappers Association. That is where all of our volunteer instructors for the Trapper Education Program come from. And that is a community that is just busting with knowledge and are excited to help anybody get into this. And they'll also guide you through where to go to find equipment and help you go through scouting and everything like that. We also have advanced fur demo days where we show people how to process the pelts. We have multiple camps. We have youth camps as well as women's trap camp. So you can sign your little kiddo up for a full week of trapping. Don't worry, they also let them play and blow off steam. It's not all work. And women's trap camp is unique, and it was started in the state of Wisconsin, and it is a trap camp for women taught by women. So it is all women teaching other women how to get out into the woods, how to set these traps, and what to look for. So there's a lot of opportunity for you to come in and just get experience and boots on the ground and get into the world of trapping. Go out, take trapper education, be open-minded, and talk to your local trapper and see what you learn.
It is clear that trapping in Wisconsin is well-regulated, placing an emphasis on ensuring that fur-bearing species in Wisconsin can continue to thrive and provide opportunities for future generations to participate in trapping. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Nate Zimdars.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
An industry that feeds the world is definitely an industry worth talking about. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
And let's do just that on a Wednesday morning. Time for our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update to get you off and rolling. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, along with us. And you can almost tell just by people's conversation in the hallway. You know, yesterday, despite the early snow on the day and the clouds, you can still tell that people are kind of happy about the outlook for the rest of this week. No sub-zero temperatures, no nasty wind chills, and warmer temperatures. It just kind of seems to pick up everybody's tempo.
It does, I think. You know, we know winter's coming. At least we should know by now, at any point we're in our life, that as we head through December into January, it's going to get wintry. It's going to get cold. We're going to have some real winter weather. But we don't have that in the immediate picture. And that does make us feel pretty good. High pressures off to the south. I expect today some sun. Clouds will be a little more stubborn in eastern Wisconsin, but in the west, a little more sun trying to break through. And those temperatures do try to moderate a little on the above normal side. In the upper 30s, there may be a 40 here or there, but that's about the most we can hope for yet today. But that's above normal and not a bad day by any means. Well, you don't have to deal with a whole lot of wind. Could be a little more gusty in western Wisconsin late today and almost anywhere in the state then overnight, because we are going to see some clouds yet stick around. A warm front tries to edge into the area, and that does mean that as our winds become more south and southwest late today and tonight, they could be a little bit stronger, but we'll pump in some very mild air, so those temperatures jump quite a bit into the upper 40s, maybe even some low 50s by Thursday and Friday. That sounds fantastic. Really comfortable, a warm-up. It means any place a little snow is still piled, going to become pretty sloppy, no doubt about that. But then we have to look at a low-pressure system that stays off to the north but brings a cool front in, and later Friday night or into Saturday, rain that could then mix with some snow becoming a possibility. I think we're talking rain amounts that could be upwards of a quarter inch or even more in southern Wisconsin with just a little snow mixing in. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
The holiday spirit is in full swing at Bavaria Sausage. Hello again, everybody. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage, located online for your shopping convenience 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, BavariaSausage.com. Or better yet, get the holiday spirit and swing by their retail location, open Monday through Fridays, 9 until 5 on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. You will not run out of holiday spirit there. With more than 1,500 items available for sale online, there's an answer for everyone's gift question. And speaking of gifts, nothing more authentic and welcome than the gift boxes, custom made by Bavaria Sausage. And do be sure to check back often, because they're adding items all the time. Get your order in now for the big bird at the center of the table, those hams, or what about beef roast for your holiday celebration? They'll take care of it all. Again, Bavaria Sausage, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week online, BavariaSausage.com. All righty, Stu, let's talk a little bit more about this forecast. And the other question I had for you, you mentioned the rain and that coming in. What kind of frost depth do we have out there? I should be asking that on my talk text line. Is there even frost? Are we froze yet, or is it still, are we going to cut tracks?
Well, in some places, I know a producer friend did some tiling this weekend, believe it or not, and he said on the open hilltops here where they chopped the corn off and the ground was open, it was 4, maybe 6 inches deep there, but then down where some corn residue laid, there wasn't anything to worry about. So it depends where you're at. Our Compure Financial Ag Weather Forecast is calling today for a partly sunny, even mostly cloudy sky, especially south and east, more clouds. Temps up in the upper 30s. West winds become south 5 to 15, more gusty in western Wisconsin. Mostly cloudy, breezy overnight, very low 30s, but the winds become southwest 5 to 15, gusting around 30, diminishing as we head toward daybreak. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, upper 40s, maybe a 50 or so at La Crosse. South winds at 5 to 10, partly sunny, a lot of low 50s or close to 50s, if you will. Southwest winds 5 to 15. But that rain could edge in late Friday night, Pam, and certainly into Saturday. I expect some moisture.
All right, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Stumach Ag Meteorologist with our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Rainfall reporters, snow reporters, what do you think about the frost depths? Let me know, 877-301-3276. Ag Weather this morning, brought to you by Compure Financial.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today could bring indications of how much support there is in the Senate for the White House goals of providing aid to Israel and Ukraine. There's a procedural vote planned on the proposals, but Republicans like Senator James Lankford say more needs to be done to address the border.
We have said for years to this administration, when is the moment we're actually going to deal with our border and with the issues that we're facing here?
FBI Director Chris Wray warned the Senate Judiciary Committee the threat level to the U.S. has gone to a new level since the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. House committee heard testimony from the presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT, and members pressed them on what they're doing to address reported anti-Semitism on their campuses. More than 400 military confirmations went through after Senator Tommy Tuberville lifted the one-man block that had been in place. He was protesting the Pentagon's abortion travel policy. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that the 1849 law that was interpreted as an abortion ban does not actually ban consensual abortions. Following the Dobbs decision last year, state officials pointed to that law to criminalize all abortions. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin praised the judge's decision, calling it a step forward to restoring access to abortion across the state. Still, this is likely not the final ruling on the matter, and the case is expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin and Minnesota are asking for more than $1 million to replace the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. The span is critical for connecting the two states. 33,000 vehicles use it every day. But it's 60 years old, and the governors say it's in bad shape. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pulled away at the end and beat the Spartans at Michigan State, the final 70-57. A.J. Storr with 22 points, Stephen Crowell with 18, including this three-pointer to put it away.
Crowell left open again. He can't miss! Stephen Crowell!
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks went into high gear, dismissed the New York Knicks, 146-122. So now the Bucks advance in the NBA's first ever in-season tournament. They're going to face the Pacers in Las Vegas Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, 146 points. What's that say about this team, Malik Beasley?
That we can be really good. With a playoff mentality game, it shows that we can, like I said yesterday, you never know because it was only one game instead of four games. So I'm proud of us. We start punching hard, and we made them call the first time out in the second half, so that was huge.
That's the Bucks forward, Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreak.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 43. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight, partly cloudy. High of 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 23.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
In the country. He wanted to wear his number 9.
Who needs an alarm clock when you've got the farm babe? Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
Commodity prices are not what we'd like to see going into 2024. Labor expenses continue to go up and input costs aren't coming down. All of those elements make it difficult for a lot of farm families across Wisconsin to afford health care. But their income level might be just high enough so they don't qualify for assistance like Badger Care. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, during their 104th annual meeting, decided they want to try to do something about that and find an affordable health care plan for Wisconsin farmers. Stephanie Hoff is going to bring us that update on a Wednesday. I'm PM Yonke, tickled to have you along with us. I'm also tickled to report that as we roll into this first full week of December, we've got pretty mild temperatures. Cloudy skies on the way today, 39. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, 49. Friday, partly sunny skies, 54, and Saturday, although there's rain or snow in the forecast, our daytime highs on Saturday, right around 42 degrees. That is not bad weather. Remember, we've got the Wisconsin Water and Soil Health Conference in Wisconsin Dells coming up on Thursday and Friday, and then the Wisconsin Farmers Union State Convention happens in Wisconsin Dells. That begins on Friday and really concludes on Sunday morning. On this day, let's see, it's the sixth day of December. Let's see, this day, back in 1968, the legislative subcommittee recommends that Wisconsin drop its 35-year-old ban on the sale of contraceptives, including the relatively new birth control pill and prophylactics, to unmarried people. The law previously had classified those items as indecent articles. So they decided they questioned the ban on contraceptive sales to unmarried people on this day back in 1968. On this day in 1865, we adopted the 13th Amendment. That was the amendment that abolished slavery and involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime. 13th Amendment adopted on this day back in 1865. Happy anniversary to Lone Star bass guitarist John Rich, part of the Big and Rich team. He married his wife, Joan Bush, on this day back in 2008, and they're still together. Happy anniversary. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. You know what that means. Time to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. Of course, find them online, steffesgroup.com, or if you want to talk to them, happy to talk to you, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Back along with us this Wednesday, our friend Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group. And, you know, buddy, I'll tell you, harvest may be wrapped up, but the action is continuing to flow when it comes to sales. You're still trying to get done before the end of the calendar year, huh?
Yeah, you know, some people are calling it the holiday season, but we're truly calling it the auction season because that's what it really is.
Yeah, right.
We are right in the heart of things. Still got 60-plus auctions to go here before the end of the year, multiple per day. But this is a good time to sell. And, you know, all the things you and I have been talking about over the last couple months on what's going to happen through this fourth quarter. It's all becoming true.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought of you the other day. I saw an article that said, you know, farmland, everybody's worried and all clutched up about mortgage rates, et cetera. But for farmers, it's the long-term game, whether that is a replacement piece of equipment or a piece of farm ground. It's all about keeping the ball rolling. Now, one thing, you've got all the, everything's on fire over there. Everybody's hair on fire. It's Steph is trying to get things done. And then you complicate your life one step further. Tell us what's coming up on the 14th.
Well, on the 14th here in Litchfield, Minnesota, we purchased this facility a year ago, and we had to make some improvements and set things up the way we wanted, and we finally got there. So on the 14th here, we're having our open house. We're also going to do a small live auction along with our open house. So we're doing some barbecue meal. We're having that small live auction, which includes two Bushmills ethanol shares, so you want to check that out. So that's going to be very interesting. Those don't come up for sale very often.
Right.
And then the day after that, again, is our egg iron sale, which will have three different rings going on. That is online, that one is. But when you're here for the open house, you get to come view all the equipment.
Yeah, and I remember when you were moving into that facility, it took a lot of effort to get everything all in one place. But I think if you really folks would like to experience the depth of knowledge and staff and professionalism that the Steffes Group offers, maybe you take a drive over to Litchfield for the 14th, because you're going to have the best and the brightest on display right there, huh?
Yeah, we will. And, you know, to showcase our new shipping and receiving spot. This is going to be where everybody comes in that has something to sell or they're picking something up. It's it's kind of a showcase. And it tells the history of what this place was before, because this used to be the biggest construction company in the upper Midwest at one time, way back in the 70s. So Johnson Brothers Construction has a long history in this area. And people are going to show up that used to work here just to see what it's like today.
Oh, excellent. Super. Now, if they want to find directions, et cetera, they can find that at the steffesgroup.com website, I assume.
Absolutely. Not hard to find when you're scrolling through the mountains of machinery you're looking to buy.
Well, and let's talk a little bit more about that. You know, you mentioned about the tempo of business. Are you still feeling that interest is firm? One of your guys, if you go to the steffesgroup.com website, you're going to see, for example, Scott Steffes, who is one of the family members that owns the company, has market insights and kind of gives you an idea on what he sees going forward. Still feeling that there is a lot of demand out there, though, huh, Ashley?
Yeah, there really is. And of course, there always is at the end of the year. It was a profitable for most farmers this year, so they're going to want to spend down their taxable situation. We've had a lot of dealer auctions here this year, and more so this fourth quarter. Of course, their inventory started to pick up a little bit. They saw the need to shed this off in a timely manner. So we're happy to take that business, and it just created a lot of opportunity for a lot of farmers for not only just really late model, low hourly equipment, but, you know, as far as everything else on the farm retirement side also.
Yeah, well, and like you said, that dealer situation, that's kind of a late to the party kind of situation where those dealerships normally would have handled some of that stuff on their own. Now they just want to have professionals take care of it and get it off their plates.
Yeah, you know, auctions are true price discovery too, so we know exactly where the cash market is this fall, and they're being quite a bit more proactive than the last run-up and in the markets we saw in 2012.
Yeah, yeah. All right, good enough. Well, we will write down December 14th for that open house opportunity in Litchfield, Minnesota, the headquarters for the Steffes auction, folks. Mark that down, folks, if you want to take a ride. And as always, if you're looking for something specific, the best place to start on their website, steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. If you're new to the internet platform as far as conducting business and need somebody to help you through, they are willing to do that. Call them 800-726-8609. That's Ashley Yoon with the Steffes Group.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Wisconsin strong.
Ever wonder what deja vu sounds like? Yeah, something like that. Because that's the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering the greatest soybeans in our history. Again, this year's lineup, led by Dairyland Seed Enlist E3 soybeans, brings even better agronomic characteristics, even tougher weed control, and even higher yield potential. And once again, they're proven to outperform the competition in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest soybean performance results at showmethesoybeanyield.com. That's showmethesoybeanyield.com.
I've got to admit, I am pleased as punch that we're going to see temperatures around Wisconsin this week that are going to be in the mid to upper 40s, mid 50s before the end of the week. It's not only good news for people that have to travel to some of our winter conferences and events, it's great news for people that are still doing some Christmas holiday shopping, and it's also good news for your heating expenses this winter. Charity Seebecker brings us an update on one element of our heating supply chain that's looking pretty decent.
The cost and availability of propane didn't take the spotlight this year with such a warm fall. This is making propane prices favorable. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and that is according to Michael Newland, the Director of Agriculture Business Development at the Propane Education Research Council. He says inventories are at their highest levels in the last 5 years.
So we look at supply versus prior year versus five-year average. So going into the heating season, coming out of grain dryer season, going into heating season, we're in a great spot from a supply standpoint. Inventories are very high, probably the highest that they've been in that five-year window. So from that respect, we're looking very good. That also leads right into probably a pricing conversation that, supply and demand still applies in our industry. And with those higher supplies comes very stable pricing. So I think that's a great thing for folks who may be listening.
With a look at your agribusiness news, I'm Charity Seebecker.
I'll take that update. Thanks, Charity. Appreciate it. Well, let's take a look at the markets and update you there on a Wednesday morning. So far, it looks like things are fairly firm in Chicago. Yesterday, the dairy trade had a pretty good day. Barrel cheese was up 6.5 cents to 160. 40-pound block cheese was up 5.25 at 160. Double A butter, though, that drifted 1.25 lower to 276 a pound. January Class 3 milk this morning's up 14 cents right now, 1694 a hundredweight. Currently, the March corn is up 2 at 492. January soybeans are up 6 at 1311. July new crop wheat up 4.5, currently at 656 a bushel. On the way for this Wednesday morning, a lot of Wisconsin farm families struggle to try to make sure that they've got health insurance for the family, for the kids, maybe even for the employees, and their income may put them out of reach for something like Badger Care. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation wants to try to bring a new option into the state, but it's going to require action at the state capitol. Stephanie Hoff is going to bring us that update next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Proof you'll ever need.
If your conversations always start with the weather, welcome to the Midwest Farm Report.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau has introduced a bill to state lawmakers that would allow the organization to provide its members with a health coverage plan. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. The idea is that this plan would be an affordable option for members who don't qualify for existing affordable health insurance options. And it's a model that's already working in seven other state farm bureaus. Executive Director of Governmental Relations Jason Muniaini has the details.
So this is a piece of legislation that would allow Wisconsin Farm Bureau to offer a health care product as a member benefit to our members. Right now, there are six or seven other state farm bureaus that currently offer their members a health coverage benefit through Farm Bureau. We'd like to bring that type of structure over to Wisconsin and have kind of a similar opportunity for our members to have a affordable, high quality health coverage option. But we need legislation to be able to do that, and that's why we are asking people to connect with their legislators and tell them to support LRB 4676 to allow Farm Bureau health plans to exist.
What's not available now where you feel like you need this health care plan?
So the way that this kind of works is what the legislation would do is provide an exemption from state regulatory for state law to allow Farm Bureau to run a health plan that's not regulated by the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance. This allows us to do some, you know, cost containment measures like rating and other things to be able to provide a more affordable product. Now, this isn't going to be a solution that is going to be a one-size-fits-all for everybody. We're not looking to solve the problems within the healthcare industry. What we're doing is we're trying to plug a hole in the boat. And for people who make too much money to be able to, you know, have a healthcare subsidy through the Affordable Care Act or don't have access to an employer-based healthcare plan, there's really not a lot of options, and a lot of the options that are available are very expensive. What we've seen in other states, though, is that the flexibility in regulatory structure from Farm Bureau health plans can provide a product that's just as comprehensive, but is 30 to 60% less expensive on monthly premiums. We're out there saying Wisconsin Farm Bureau, as a long-standing organization that's existed for over 100 years, that has a structure that exists in other states, we're not going to reinvent the wheel, should have the ability to offer its members and self-employed individuals around the state a product that they can afford.
How is it being received so far in the state capitol?
So far, so good. I think we've gotten a lot of great feedback from not only just legislators, but other stakeholders, and a lot of our agricultural commodities have already expressed their support for the proposal. This is something that I think is needed, not just for agriculture, but really just for the state. There's currently 50,000 people who are uninsured that make more than 400% of the federal poverty level, and that's about $120,000 for a family of four household income, that are choosing to go uninsured. And that's mostly because the plans that are available without a subsidy are sometimes really expensive. So if we can provide something that gets people coverage that is a little bit more attainable in terms of cost, I think that that's a really good opportunity for an organization like Farm Bureau to be a known, trusted entity to be able to provide that.
As you've said, this isn't reinventing the wheel, because this is something other farm bureaus in other states have done. Mm-hmm. Give me an example of a state similar to Wisconsin that has worked.
So the best example is Tennessee. Tennessee has been operating a plan since 1947. They codified that in law in 1993, and they have about 100,000 people under covered lives under their health care plan. But more notably, Iowa did this just right over the river here. The state of Iowa initiated their plan either 2017, 2018, and they've been able to offer members kind of a similar coverage model. They use, I think, Wellmark is the organization that they go through, so they have a little bit different provider than Tennessee and some of the other states, but you know, we're seeing that work for them to be able to provide their members with a health coverage option. And you know, in Tennessee, this has existed for, you know, decades, and we're seeing that that's an option that Tennesseans are choosing, and we'd like Wisconsinites to have a very similar opportunity.
How many of your members do you think would take advantage of something like this?
That's a good question. I hope a lot, but you know, I think it'll take time. I think it'll grow over time as we market ourselves to people. But the thing that I, you know, sitting here at annual meeting, the thing that as we're talking to folks about it that is coming through is having another healthcare option available to farmers is something that they want. And if they choose to do it, if they choose not to do it, fine, but they would like the ability to have that option available to them if need be. And I think that that kind of rings through with a lot of people. I mean, how many of the members of Farm Bureau have had the conversation to say, you know, it's me or it's my spouse that has to go into town to get a job and just to get access to employer-based health care versus making the choice they really want to make and being able to have both people on the farm engaging in agriculture.
Jason Muniaini taking some time with us. He's the executive director of governmental relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. The organization just introduced a bill that would allow them to provide members with a health coverage plan. It's a model that 7 other state farm bureaus have taken on, and now Wisconsin wants to be a part of it. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
The success story of Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese, today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese of Waterloo, Wisconsin is a national brand that evolved from a small dairy farm operated by brothers George and Charles Crave. As George tells it, he and Charles had been renting a small farm near Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, when they bought 210 acres near Waterloo and put in 80 cows. Brothers Tom and Mark joined the team during the 1980s, and they expanded through the years. Then George told his wife he wanted her to quit her 2 jobs at the time because he thought they should add a cheese factory to the business.
And she said, what? And my brother said, what? And I said, I think we need to do something other than commodity cow milking.
George says the first cheese plant was small, but now covers about 2 football fields. He says the farm encompasses 3,000 crop acres and 2,000 cows are milked 3 times a day.
We've stuck our neck out quite a few times, and you do that, and you just have to make sure you see the end line and you figure out how to get there. And there's going to be different twists and turns in the road getting to success, but you just have to know you're going to have to maneuver them when you get to them and figure it out. And we've been really quite successful figuring it out and using a lot of the resources we do have available to us through the extension agents and consultants.
We'll continue the story tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK, and on the Civic Media app.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Flooding and